Back with you in hour number one right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. So far on tonight's show, we've had a ton of NBA talk. We're going to shift gears just a bit. We're going to talk about some NFL. Tom Brady's four-game suspension, it was upheld by Roger Goodell. So who's going to chime in on this? Don't look now, but my man, Joe George, is back in studio with us. Give me a thumbs up. How are you, Joe?
Doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's good to be back in the saddle after a week off in Pinehurst. I'm sure you missed me, right?
I did miss you, Elissa.
Okay. Well, Tom Brady, I'm not sure he misses Roger Goodell. Talk to me about, did the NFL, did they get the Brady suspension ruling right?
Yes and no. I say yes in the fact that Tom Brady was so uncooperative. He wasn't willing to give them his phone, and even after, now he says his attorney told him they didn't need it, so then he went and destroyed that cell phone. But technology, you can find those text messages anyways. All you need is an injunction with AT&T or whoever, and they'll give them all to you. So in that sense, yes, but I really feel like he should have been brought down to two games. The problem was, it seemed like the NFL wanted him to admit guilt and they would just give him a fine. That's what the reports are. And he didn't want to do that either. So I think they went hard on him at four, and I think it's too much. I think two games would have been just fine.
You know, so much talk has focused on Tom Brady. I mean, does this permanently damage his legacy? It's a big hit on his reputation. But what about Roger Goodell? I mean, that was a pretty bold move to stand his ground and to not back down.
Well, he doesn't make any sense. He suspended Ray Rice for two games. Greg Hardy will miss like 17 games in total. He missed 13 games last year, I believe. He's missing four this season. So he's missed so many games. And Ray Rice was suspended for two, and then he was out of the league. Michael Vick came back after the dog fighting incident.
No, there's been a lot of inconsistencies, hasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's just very up and down. And I don't think anyone really understands or respects Roger Goodell because they don't know where he's coming from or what's next.
Joe George is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are zeroing in on this whole Tom Brady debacle. And so, ultimately, I mean, do you think that he could prevail in court? I mean, experts say that it is a long shot. I mean, what are the chances that Tom Brady could get this thing headed in his direction?
Well, there was a reason why they originally filed the injunction in Minnesota. That's where they believed that they could win the case, and that's where they've done damage against the NFL, the lawyer that Tom Brady hired. In Minnesota, well, that judge in Minnesota redirected the case back to New York. So I don't think they're going to win anything. I think this is over. Basically, you know, and I'm just going off what the legal experts say because I'm not a lawyer, but everyone that says...
You sound like a lawyer, Joe.
Thanks. but everyone I've heard talk on any of the sports stations or on TV, or they're all saying that there's no shot for Tom Brady to win this case. It may not even get to court.
Okay, so the New England Patriots, I think back to earlier this week, they opened training camp on Wednesday. What's your expectation for the upcoming year? I mean, can they repeat as Super Bowl champs?
I don't think they can, but I didn't have them repeating before this debacle anyways. They lost their two best corners in Brandon Browner and Darrelle Revis, and that's really going to hurt them. Now they're going off two young, unproven corners. Yes, one of them was a hero last year in the Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean anything. That was just one play. That doesn't mean you're a good cornerback. That means you took a risk and you came out on top.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the Patriots are really going to win the Super Bowl regardless, but I think this is great for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's from Eastern Illinois, the backup quarterback. I think this is his chance to prove
this is a huge chance.
That if he plays well these next four games, there's a chance Tom Brady, his window might be closing. His contract does expire in the near future. I believe it's next season. It expires. They might be time for them to move on from Tom Brady. He is getting up there in age. He's pretty close to 40.
You know, I want to move around here and hit on some of the other news and notes that have taken place this past week in the NFL. But I have to think, as a player for the Patriots, I mean, the fact that you've got the backing of your owner, Robert Kraft, I mean, truly, we don't know what he believes behind closed doors. But obviously, with that unexpected appearance at the podium and taking aim at the NFL, and he had some very strong words for Commissioner Roger Goodell.
He really did. And I just love that situation because Robert Kraft is one that he is in charge of the committee that sets Roger Goodell's pay. He's in charge. He leads that committee. I think this could be the end for Roger Goodell. I think a coup could be started by Robert Kraft and there's going to be a line divided in the NFL amongst owners who think that the Patriots are cheaters and they're done with Robert Kraft. And there's going to be a line that's drawn on Robert Kraft's side that are done with Roger Goodell. The Roger Goodell era could be ending a lot sooner than we think. I think it's still, 5, 6, 10 years away. But I think Robert Kraft is going to be pushing for him pushing him out the door.
Well, owner Robert Kraft, I mean, he did not hold back on his words. I mean, the fact that he made that bombshell statement saying, I was wrong to put my faith in the league, I mean, that certainly says a lot on what his stance is and his belief and confidence in the leadership in Roger Goodell. So, of course, we wanted to invite Joe George on with us tonight, our producer right here at YSR. Thanks so much for stopping by quickly.
Anytime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead. In hour number two, you want to stay close. We have got a lot to talk about. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball, it has come and gone, and we have completely got you covered with Andy Pondillo and Michael Emmerich in hour number two. Stay close.